Bobby. We're gonna talk a little union with the state, county, and municipal employees. If you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. You got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, make it strong. And if you all stick together, boys, it won't take long. You'll get higher wages, better working conditions, vacations with pay. Take your kids to the seashore. Well, it ain't quite so simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. If you wait for the boss to raise your pay, you'll all be waiting till the judgment day. You'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter be the foreman then. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. You can pass out a leaflet and call a meeting. Talk it over, speak your mind, and besides, do something about it. Don't just sit there and moan. Of course, the boss may persuade some poor damn fool to go to your meeting and act like a stool, but you can always tell a stool, boys, that's a fact. He's got a yellow streaker running down his back. He doesn't have to stew. He'll always get along on what he steals out of blind men's cups. Well, you got a union now and you're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the bargaining committee. Now the boss won't listen when one guy squawks. He's gotta listen when the union talks. He'd better. He'd be mighty lonely if everybody decided to walk out on him all at the same time. Suppose they're working you so hard that it's just outrageous. They're paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss and the boss will yell, before I raise your pay, I'll see you all in hell. He's smoking a big cigar, feeling mighty slick. He thinks he's got your union licked. Well, he looks out the window and what does he see? But 1,000 pickets and they all agree he's a bastard. Unfair. Slave driver. I bet he beats his wife. Boys, now you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. They'll call out the police, the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meetings, hit you on the head. They'll call every one of you a goddamn dread, unpatriotic, agitated. Send them back where they came from. But out at Sunny Acres, here's what they found. And in New York City, here's what they found. And down in Memphis, here's what they found. And up in Garrett County, here's what they found. That if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, if you don't let race hatred break you up, if you don't let vigilantes break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.